the rabbinical center of teaching the Bible and the oral Bible. And because of that, we find a synagogue there, and attached to the synagogue, a teaching school. And because it's far away from Sea of Galilee and there's no fresh water there, then they had to build Rechoboth. So we're going to pass by Chorazin on our way to Mount of Beatitude. Straight ahead of us is the River Jordan, Bethsaida. And if you look ahead, do you see the trees? They're completely white, straight ahead. Do you know why? Because birds rest on them, and that's the bird's job. Further on, there's a valley. You see the valley? And there is a peak mountain in the center. You see it like a sharp thing. This is called Gamla. And in this very place, the Jewish people revolted against Rome in the year 68 AD, which started Caesarea, led to the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem. In this place, people fought till the bitter end. 5,000 of them were killed, and it was destroyed to the ground, never ever to be built. People find this kind of similar story to Masada, but here people fought till the bitter end. So there it is. As we drive ahead, this area was mentioned during the time of Joshua and also during the second temple period. There was a lot of agriculture here. And when you look down and you see the way the stones are set, you know that they're the way they are because somebody built something that was destroyed through the years. Side, which is called Amnon. Amnon is the Hebrew name for the Peter fish, and Peter fish. And the word means Am, Ima, mother, fish. Why? Because it takes the baby, take care of the baby fish in his mouth. And you have tilapia, kind of that fish, kind of, one kind of this fish in the United States. You call it tilapia, but here it's tilapia galilea. And that fish takes care of the baby fish in his mouth. And when he does that, he gets, you know, all kind of stuff in his mouth. And this is how we come out with open the mouth of a fish and you see a coin that we can pay tax with. Because they get all kind of stuff in their mouth. So, Amnon. Look down to the left hand side and we see where the River Jordan comes into the Sea of Galilee. Don't forget that the water in those days was higher than it is today, in about 10 feet, and it went further to the north. Also, a lot of dirt and mud was washed down, so it kind of got further and further.
The same also. Afar above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Some apostles, some prophets.
So look at the name
some
of this place here to the left.
Pastors and teachers.
Nun.
For the perfecting of the saints.
For mother the fish.
Ministry. For the edifying.
As you drive ahead, look to the right hand side. This area was used during the time of Joshua. And the dead used to be buried, and there's a big stone that they laid on top of it. It's like 35,000 years old. When we go, try to look between the eucalyptus trees at one point at the beginning there. There's a big stone. That's a tomb, but you see it more. Here. Now, 1, 2, 3. Look to your right. See that big stone? Right there. That's a tomb, 3,500 years ago. So, we pointed out Bethsaida, we will seek Capernaum, and we're driving by Chorazin right now. The whole area in front of us was part of Chorazin. As it says, woe to you, it is in ruins. A synagogue was found here, which is a lot smaller than the synagogue of Capernaum. Stone, and that arch to the left, you'll see it better from the other side, is over a ritual bath. We're going to see a lot of ritual baths, especially in Qumran, so I'm not going to stop at that one because so much will do. Look as you drive ahead. I'll ask Rami to drive slowly, please, Rami, so they can take a picture a little further. There it is. That's Chorazin. See the wall? That's all what there is there. A small synagogue is the square building ahead where the sign is in front of it. Right? So that is Chorazin. The synagogue, everything is down to the ground now. Used till 749. The arch that you see there, that's where the ritual bath was found. And look how they could see from here. Of Galilee, Chorazin. Thank you, Rami.
Yeah.
That's Chorazin.
Wow. Still, the building that is facing to this direction is the synagogue. There to the left of the side.
Wow. Not much left there, eh?
The next place we're going to visit, Mount of Beatitude.
I don't know. No, I haven't tried yet.
On the mount. Down to the left is Amnon. Remember, I pointed out to you, Mother of Fish. Study center and Dominus Galilee, and we'll see it as you drive ahead. It will be to the left hand side. There it is, to the left. See it? Beautiful. Domus Galilea. The house in the Galilee. Rose of Galilee. Remember, we drove on this road before when we went up to the north. Now we're going south. You These are the horses I told you. Oh, look at the baby. Yeah, it's so beautiful. Now we could say we made a whole circle, right? Now we made a whole circle. Side of the Golan Heights to the east. And of course we'll be crossing sea level again when we come down. We get seasick up. Mount of Beatitude, the Sermon on the Mount. The church was built in 1937, and they used to have a sign there by Mussolini, but kind of people have not a very nice attitude toward Mussolini, so the sign went off. And it's done by the Italian nuns, white nuns, a Roman Catholic church, but it was done by a wonderful architect named Berluzzi, who did Mount of Beatitude in a spot where you could really gather a lot of people. It's one of the few churches that were built. There's no remains of previous churches on the site. Here's the black and the white stone, which you see in this area. When you come in, and you see, I never explain inside the church, I try not to. You see the virtues, seventh virtues of men, and this is important to see because those first seven virtues of men are represented by seven springs, which we're going to see in the Church of the Multiplication, and then this Beatitude, the Sermon on the Mount up on top. So, you see where all the boats, I didn't want you to do it there because you don't see too well from there. That's why we did it on the other side. Look at the Valley Genesaret, where we came from. ready, remember, we go visit and then come back to the bus. We will give you some time on your own at the Church of Peter Primacy. Right? We'll give you some time to reflect on your own at Peter Primacy. Stop, get ready. Some of us can get off the first door, some of the back door.